We're holding on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. We learned the previous couple of Mishnayot and talked about a few differences between Nedarim and Shavuos. Some ways in which a Neder is more chomer than a Shavua, some the other way around. Here is another example of the difference between Nedarim and Shavuos. Mishnah says, Yesh Neder besides Neder. There can be one Neder within another one. What do we mean by within another one? We'll talk about. It means that you made a Neder, and then you make another Neder of the same type, or a very similar type, and it's Chal. Ve'en Shavua besides Shavua, but you can't have a Shavua inside a Shavua. Kesad. Omar Harini Nazirim Oichal Harini Nazirim Oichal. If someone says, I will be a Nazir if I eat this food, and again he says, I will be a Nazir if I eat this food, and he ate it, so he's chayiv an individual term of nazirus for each one. We don't say that it's just once he made it a nazirus for the food one time, then that's it. It's just the one nazirus. No, every time that he said counts as a separate nazirus. And actually the Rambam, well, it'll be 2 months. We'll talk about it in the Gemara. What actually happens is, well, we'll talk about in the Gemara the details, but yeah, if a nazirus can't be less than 30 days. So yes, if it were, for example, that the person had said, let's say, today is Wednesday, I'll be a nazir, and then again, I'll be a nazir, you can't be doing the two nazirus in concurrently. Therefore, necessarily, it means that you'll do one and then you'll do the other. 60 days, but it also means when we'll talk about in the Gemara. It can be, for example, the person said a person said on Wednesday I'll be a Nazir, and then on Thursday he said I'll be a Nazir. Again, we don't say that it's going to be concurrent. The 29 days of it will be concurrent between the two of them, so he'll wind up being a Nazir for 31 days. No, it means that as Thursday he's obligated in a second Nazirus, but he can't do it till he finishes the first one. So he finishes the first one, and then he starts. The second one is suspended until he's actually able to get to it. Which we'll talk about the relevance of that in the Gemara.
It could be the same Dubas office, same.
That can also be right. That's another case. The Gemara will talk about. A person can say to begin with, Lachatzila. Yeah, he can say, I'm taking on myself two Nazirias. Yeah.
Well, he
didn't
think he says I'm a Nazir.
Yeah. He repeated the same motion twice. You're right. It would be no matter how it's done.
And from one achila.
From one achila. So actually, the Ran talks about on the Gemara. At the beginning of the Gemara, there's a line or two that the Ran is goyris in our Gemara, which we don't have in our printed Gemara. So we'll learn it when we get to it after the Mishnah. But the Ran understands it that there's two possible ways this person can be nazir. One is where he said it multiple times. So he said, on the same one kazayis of bread, let's say, I'll be a nazir if I eat it, I'll be a nazir if I eat it, we say every one of them is chal. The other way is if the bread contains more than one kazayis, and they warn him after each kazayis that he ate, you know, you made a neder to become a nazir if you eat a kazayis of this bread. And each time, as he's eating the next kazayis, they give him hasra like that. Then also, there'll be multiple nazirus, even though it's all the same loaf of bread, because each kazayis is considered an achila of its own.
Do they have to be continuous nazirus, or they can be interrupted?
No, it all has to be continuous, because each time he's saying, I will be a nazir, which implies that he's going to be a nazir right away. There's no, if he had said, I'll be a nazir, you know, 20 days from now, or whatever, then fine, it starts 20 days from now. But like this, where he's just saying, Harini nazir, then yeah, it takes effect right away.
The second one
should also take effect right away, also, except it can't, because you have the first one still, and we'll talk about in the Gemara. We'll talk about today and tomorrow in the Gemara, what happens if he's Mati Neder, the first one, then the second one can't be Chal. So we'll get to that. Hey, so then, yeah, so Harini Nazirim Oichal, Harini Nazirim Oichal, V'Ochal, Chayav, Ochalachas, V'Achas, so he's Chayav an individual Nazirus for each time that he said, I will be a Nazir. On the other hand, Shavua Shalaychal, Shavua Shalaychal, what if he says, instead of a repeated neder, he says a repeated Shavua, that I won't eat, then, V'achal, and he ate it, and Chayav al-Achas, then he's only Chayav the Korban, then he's only Chayav one Korban for the Shavua. We don't say that each Shavua counts as, well, the logic is, because the same idea as we said yesterday that you can't be nishba levatal as a mitzvah, you can't make a shavua to cancel a mitzvah because you're already mushba by min ha-sinai. Fine. So here you said a shavua that I will eat this bread, or a shavua that I won't eat this bread rather. Then already you're obligated. You have an issu gavra now to not eat that bread. When you make another shavua, that's like making a shavua to fulfill a mitzvah or to cancel a mitzvah, as the case may be. it can't be effective. So, okay, we said before that actually you can make a shavua l'kayim as a mitzvah, that you can make a shavua in order to be mizarez yourself, in order to encourage yourself to do the mitzvah. Fine, but even then it's not really considered a shavua. You're not going to be chayav a korban shavua if you break it, if you don't do the mitzvah. Here it's the same thing in reverse. Once you made a shavua that you're obligated to not eat this bread, then another shavua can't add anything to that. It's the equivalent of mushba va'omin mahar Sinai. So he was not Mehar Sinai. He was based on his own shavua, but
so
still. So with the case of the Nazir, so there's actually Machlokas Rishonim, does it apply to only Nazirus? The fact the Mishnah is giving us an example of Nazirus, does it apply only to Nazirus? So maybe Nazirus is a special case. Or some of the Rishonim learn that, no, later on, we'll get to tomorrow, that the Gemara is going to learn from a Pasuk how we know this concept that one Neder can be Chal on top of another. We learn it from a Pasuk about Nazir, it's the Linder Neder Nazir. So therefore, but it applies across the board to all the Darim as well. But not the Shavuot.
So why does the logic... Okay, it doesn't apply to Shavuot, but why don't we say that someone makes a Shavuot and another Shavuot immediately afterwards, there's no... It could be two shvuos.
Because that's the thing, it can't be. Once he has a chiyu gavra to do or not do this thing, the second shvuah is the equivalent of mushba v'ayin mahar Sinai. He's already be sworn not to eat this or not to whatever.
He says, I'm not eating this bread for 30 days.
That's different. If he said for not for 30 days, that's different. Obviously, for the time limit, I don't know, we're not talking about that.
Okay.
We're talking about he makes a shvuah, I'm not going to ever eat this bread.
Right,
so now a second shvuah can't be halal. That's what we're talking about.
But if there is a time limit.
If there's a time limit, of course, we're not talking about that.
But the Mishnah is very general. It's a shvuah within
a neder, within a shvuah. So that's what we'll talk about in the Gemara. Within what is covered by his shavua, there can't be another shavua chal on it. But wait, actually, we'll see in the Gemara that there might be a case where it can be. Relax. Let's get to it. Okay. So the he may well be chayev Malkus for making the second shavua at all, because again, like we talked, similar to what we talked about yesterday, when Nishvah Labatal is a mitzvah, he's making the shavua strong now. By having made the first shavua that I won't eat, making another shavua that I won't eat, it might be a useless shavua. So he might get malchus for that. But we're talking about over here about his chiyuv of a carbon. The chiyuv of a carbon, there'll only be the one. So before the Gemara actually, as I just mentioned, the Ran has a girsa over here. If you look at the beginning of the Ran, he has on the Gemara, he has a girsa of a couple of lines in the Gemara that we don't have printed in our Gemara. So let's learn what he says, what is his version of the Gemara first, and see what it says. So what's the point? The Mishnah had said that there can be that if he said I'll be a nazir if I eat, I'll be a nazir if he eats, then every time he eats, he's chayev in a nazir. And by the way, there are a couple of the Mefarshim point out over here, Tosfos and the Rosh point out, actually the Ran also points out, that technically the Mishnah didn't really need to talk about a case where he said, I'll be a Nazir if I eat at all. The same logic would be just as much if he said, I'll be a Nazir, and again, I'll be a Nazir. It doesn't have to be totally in a Tanai. The reason the Mishnah mentioned a Tanai about Im Oichal is to contrast it with a Shavuah, where a Shavuah necessarily has to be that Oichal or Loy Oichal, as the case may be. Kiven to Omer Hareini Nazir. I'm reading the first two lines of the Ran, which is his girsa in the Gemara. Kiven to Omer Hareini Nazir. Once he says the first time, I'm a Nazir, Havel a Nazir. Then immediately he becomes a Nazir. V'chi ochel tova, and then if he eats a lot of the bread, umasrin bay, and they give him hasra. Each time he's eating a kezias of the bread, they tell him, you know, you made on yourself an obligation of Nazirus if you eat it. Then he will be chayev individually in Nazirus for each time that he eats. And I did katani shavua shalo echal. Why did the Mishnah mention this concept of a nazir about a nazir being involved with eating anyway? Since the Mishnah has to talk about shavua shalo echal, a shavua that I won't eat. Tani nami harini nazir im echal. So it mentions also for parallelism the case where he says I'll be a nazir if I eat. But really, by a nazir, for him to be a nazir, he doesn't have to make any tanai with it at all. He doesn't have to say, I'll be a nazir if I eat it. Saying, I'll be a nazir also counts. And that's...
First we learn about nazir, not about shvuah.
No, but the Mishnah is talking about... The Mishnah is talking about neder, which the specific example of neder that the Mishnah brings is nazir. And again, there's a machlokas for showing him whether this concept of neder, the sefer neder applies only to nazirus, or does it apply across the board to nedarim? And then the Mishnah is contrasting it with shavuos. The point is that the point is when it comes to nazirus, you don't need any im oichal involved. If a person says I'll be a nazir, immediately he's obligated himself in two nazirus.
We're just bringing it for parallelism.
But we are also bringing up the point that this is what the two lines of Gemara are saying, and the Ran explains we are bringing up the point also that just as with a shvur. If he swears that I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread, if they warn him individually after each, if they warn him individually before he eats each kazayit, you know you're going to be chayav malchus, then he will be chayav malchus for every individual kazayit. The fact that they warn him, hasrois halukas, the hasrois make a distinction over there. You'd have the same concept also. As far as him being chayav a carbon, which happens if it was b'shogig, you would have the case if he had eaten one kazayit, then forgotten about him. If he made his shavua, he forgot his shavua, ate one kazayit, remembered his shavua, then forgot again, ate another kazayit, etc. The yediyas, we learned this way back in Shabbos also, we've touched on it a few times here and there in the Masechta since then, that there's the concept yediyas mechalkos, that the knowledge in between of your shavua also makes a distinction and makes it that you're chayiv individually for each one.
The remembrance of the first research.
The remembrance of the original shavua that you made. The fact that you make the shavua on Sunday, on Monday you forget that you ever made the shavua and you eat a piece. Tuesday you remember. Wednesday you forget again. Thursday you eat another piece, etc. Each of those is going to be a separate chiyuv of carbon. So similarly, if they warn him in between every kedayis, then he will be chayav malchus for each individual kedayis. And so returning to our case of a hero of nazirus, here it's not a matter of malchus, but here it's a matter of he obligated himself in a nazirus before if he eats this bread. So it's not only the case that the Mishnah talked about where if he specifically said, I will be a Nazir, and said it multiple times, Harini Nazirim Oichal, Harini Nazirim Oichal. It also works even if he only says it once, but the bread had multiple kazayitim in it, and they warned him before each kazayit, you know, you made an obligation to be a Nazir on yourself.
Yeah, is there a memory problem?
Though? Doesn't matter if he has a memory problem or not. In the case of Nazir, it doesn't really matter. They were giving him Asrah after each one. If he said, so in the case of Shavuos, if the parallel case of Shavuos, each time they give him Asrah, and he says, I don't care, I'm eating it anyway, Malchus for each one. Here, similar idea. He says, I don't care, you know, I made a Nazirus, I'll be a Nazir as many times as there are Kazesim in this piece of bread. Fine, then he'll be a Nazir that many times. Okay, so now getting to what's actually printed in our Gemaras. Amar Rabbona. This that the Mishnah is talking about, that one nazirus can be chal on top of another one, is only if he said, if the first time he said, I'll be a nazir today. Now I'm reading in the Gemara. So first he says, I'll be a nazir today, and then he says, and then again he says that, then again the second time he says, if I eat this bread, I'll be a nazir starting tomorrow. As a practical matter, it can't be, because Nazirus can't last only one day. But the point is, since there is one additional day being added, because, remember, Sam Nazirus Shloshim Yom, the minimum amount of Nazirus is 30 days, and he didn't specify, then that's how long it is, 30 days. So if he made the Neder on May 1st, on May 1st he says like this. He says, if I eat this bread, I'll be a Nazir starting today. Then he says again, if I eat this bread, I'll be a Nazir starting tomorrow, May 2nd. Now, the Nazirus that begins May 1st, if it was only that, it would end May 30th. The one that begins May 2nd would end May 31st. So there's one extra day being added.
There would be a time where two Nazirus together.
Right. So therefore, because you have that extra day, which was b'chlal not covered by the first neder, therefore, chayla Nazirus on Nazirus. Therefore, one Nazirus can be chal on top of another one, and therefore what actually happens is like this. The first Nazirus starts May 1st. The second Nazirus should have started May 2nd, but it can't because the Nazirus beginning May 1st is already in effect. The reason I'm using Goyish months, by the way, is just because they have 31 days, so it's easier to do without, with it. So what happens is the second Nazirus, instead of beginning May 2nd, it can't because there's already the first Nazirus is in effect. Therefore, it's suspended until May 30th is over. He brings his Karbanos on the 30th, actually he's supposed to bring them the 31st, whatever, and only then can the second Nazirus start. Because there was that one day, May 31st, that was not included in the first Nazir.
And he says there was included.
That's the thing, that's what Rav Huna is saying. Aval Omer Harini Nazir Hayoim, Harini Nazir Hayoim. But Rav Huna says, no. If he were to say both times I'll be a Nazir starting today, then Ein Chol on Nazirus on Nazirus. Then the same way as one Shavua can't be Chal on top of another one, the same way one Nazirus can't be Chal on top of another one. So therefore, he'd only be Chayiv one Nazirus.
Why not two? One after the other?
That's the argument. Because the second one is not adding anything to the first one, so it has no place to be chal. No, but it's not, because the whole 30 days that are included in the second neder by rights should be beginning today also, May 1st. Elamai, it can't because there's already the first one. When the first one finishes, May 30th, the second one also expires that same. Thank you. The second one also expires that day, May 30th. So there's no room during the first one for the second one b'chlal to be chal. So instead of saying we're going to delay it and the second one will begin the 31st, no. Instead, we say Rav Huna says that the second one has no place to be chal at all. So it's the same. It's the same as a shavua, effectively. The same way as when he says a shavua that I won't eat this bread, then there's never any room for a second shavua on this bread to be chal. The same way in this case when the two of them exactly cover the same 30-day period. Rav Huna is an amora, but an amora can't argue with a mishnah. He's explaining that our mishnah, when it says that there can be a neder, a safe neder in the case of nazirus, it has to be talking about a case where the second nazirus covered at least one day that was not covered in the first Nazirus.
What's his swara to interpret like this? I mean,
that's his swara, because
it would be normal to say I want to become the guy wants to become a Nazir for 60 days.
So then
you say this is the way to say.
No. He wouldn't. He would say I'll be a Nazir twice.
But this also
according to Rav Huna, the way to say you'll be a Nazir, if you want to say one 60-day Nazirus, then you'd say 60 days. But if you want to say two 30-day Nazirus, one after the other, then you would say I'll be a Nazir twice. Not Harini Nazir, Harini Nazir, but rather Harini Nazir Shtei Nazirios. I'll be a Nazir for two terms of Nazir.
Because the way he interprets, like, the guy says, I am a Nazir today, and then second Nazirus on the second day, he says.
If he says on the second.
The 29 days just disappear.
No, it's not. Hold on.
Also strange.
One second. Rav Huna had said, if he said I'll be a Nazir on May 1st, and he said I'll be a Nazir on May 2nd, there's no question, Rav Huna says, of course. Then you suspend the second one until the first one is done, and then so you end up having 60 days of Nazirus. No. What we're talking about is both statements were said on the same day, and referring to the same day. On May 1st, he said, Harini Nazir, and again later that day, he said, Harini Nazir, both of them applying to today.
That's how
he interprets it, that the second one isn't adding anything to the first one,
right,
because it's covering the same 30 days.
On the second, he said,
then that's different. Then he says, then it would have to be 60 days. Then 30 days.
31?
No, then it would have to be 60. A Nazirus can't be less than 30 days. The term of Nazirus cannot be less than 30 days. So when he says, Hareini Nazir Hayyim, automatically means 30 days. When he says, Hareini Nazir Lamacher, it also means 30 days. But it's not 30 days counting from the second day, because it can't be. Then you'd only have one of them is going to be a one-day Nazirus. No, it has to mean that it's postponed until the first one.
Why do you think you said it 29 days before? The actual second Nazirus starts.
That's just how it is. I mean, it's the same. You know what? It's the same kind of thing as we talked about earlier. We talked about earlier in the Masechta. Last week, we had a case where a person makes a neder of Nazirus while he's in a Beis HaKavaris. He can't start his Nazirus while he's there in the Beis HaKavaris. He still has an obligation to get out as soon as possible and go start his Nazirus. Same thing over here. Okay, the practical matter, we can't start his Nazirus until 29 days later. But that's later on, we're going to talk about that. Rava says that if he cancels the first Nazirus, then the second one is. According to the, because that's it's only according to the Rav Huna. Shmuel Amar, because Shmuel disagrees. Even if he says Hareini Nazir Hayoim, both on the same day, nevertheless, Chol Nazirus Alei. The Nazirus is Chal on him. One can be Chal on top of the other one. And therefore, he will have to be a Nazir for 60 days. Well, two terms of 30 days each. We won't say that Rav Huna, that since the second one isn't adding anything to the first one, then it's the equivalent of two Shavuos. No, we'll say that the second one is still Chal, the face value of our Mishnah, that you always have Neder beside Neder. And therefore, that will be another as many times as he said had any another.
Well, of course, believes also that if he says it one day after another.
Oh, for sure. That nobody disagrees with. Yes. Okay. Question is, Ula Rav Huna. So according to Rav Huna's logic, then what did our mission distinguish between a neder and a shavua? So for a neder, it gave an example of a nazir, and then it talked about shavua. So what did it say? That you have, there can be neder b'serich neder, but there can't be shavua b'serich shavua. So according to Shmuel, we understand. At least within the type of neder that we're talking about, namely Nazirus, you can always have neder beside neder. And a shavua, you never can have. According to Rav Huna, though, you have a case, even within Nazirus, even fine. Forget about other kinds of nadarim. Other kinds of nadarim, let's say, we're not dealing with. But according to Rav Huna, according to his understanding of the Mishnah, it comes out, there's some kinds of Nazirus where you have one Nazirus as chal on top of another one, and others where it's not. So why does the Mishnah make that distinction? He's not saying against the Mishnah. He's explaining the Mishnah. But the wording of the Mishnah doesn't really seem to fit with his opinion. It's not that he's arguing with the Mishnah, but according to him, the Mishnah, instead of drawing a distinction between Nedarim and Shavuos, the Mishnah could have told us there's a distinction among Nedarim themselves. Instead of teaching us that there can't be a shavua within a shavua, instead of contrasting nedarim and shavuos, listen, yesh neder b'seich neder ve'ein neder b'seich neder. Let it all talk about within nedarim itself that there's a type of neder where one can be chal on top of another one and the other one not. Namely, Hareini Nazir Hayoyim Hareini Nazir Lamacho Yesh Neder B'Seich Neder. So if he says, I'm a Nazir today and I'm a Nazir tomorrow, then one is Chal on top of the other one. As we said, you wait with the second one till the first one's finished. But Hareini Nazir Hayoyim Hareini Nazir Hayoyim Ain't Neder B'Seich Neder. But there you have the case where he said that if you say twice I'm a Nazir today, that it's not that the second one is not Chal. So according to Rav Huna, the Mishnah, instead of contrasting the Dorim and Shavuot, could have just told us about the Dorim themselves, that there's a difference.
Maybe the Mishnah doesn't want.
But why?
No, but it's one case and not the other.
Yeah, but the Mishnah should. Usually, our Masechta is Masechta and the Dorim. It's not Masechta Shavuot. So we are mentioning certain contrasts between the Dorim and Shavuot, but it's not really the main topic of the Masechta. The main topic of the Masechta is to tell us about the Dorim themselves. But besides that, also, the point is like this, the Ran explains. When it comes, according to Shmuel, you could say like this, fine, the Mishnah is not telling us anything about regular kinds of nedarim. The Mishnah is singling out one certain kind of neder, namely nazir, and telling us about it that one can be chal on top of another one. So therefore, it's not misleading us. Like reading the Mishnah, according to Shmuel, you're not going to be misled into thinking that there's ever a case where one nazir cannot be chal on top of another. Because according to him, it always can. The Mishnah said Nadarim in general, fine, the Mishnah means only Nazirus. So again, according to some Rishonim, the Rav Avraham Ben Ahor and others, it does include all kinds of Nadarim as well. But according to Rav Huna, the Mishnah sounds kind of misleading. The Mishnah is telling us as a blanket thing, yesh neder b'seich neder, but as a matter of fact, it's not so. Not always is there neder b'seich neder. Forget about other kinds of Nadarim, even within Nazirus, even within the one example that the Mishnah gave us, there are differences. So therefore, the Mishnah, so according to Rav Huna, the lashon of the Mishnah is sort of misleading. What? Okay, Kasha. Which, as usual, you know. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So as usual, the rule is that when the Gemara says Kasha, it's not an absolute refutation. You could find a way to find it. It's just a little difficult. Okay. The Gemara says, let's consider. We have let's try to bring a proof one way or the other. It's none. We learn in our Mishnah.
What's the Gemara's question?
Kasha and well, teku means we leave it unresolved. Means kasha is like this. Teku is used when we have not when we have a machlokes. Teku is when we have two different ways of understanding it. So when teku is when we have a question. What is the halacha in such a case? And we don't know the answer, then teku. Kasha and tiufta are when we have an opinion of an amora. An amora is saying such and such. And we're trying to disprove him. So if we have a question, it's not an absolute refutation, but it is a question, like here, with a rooting of the mission, it doesn't seem to fit with him, then it's kasha. If we absolutely refute him, if we find something that absolutely blatantly contradicts him, then it's tiufta. There's two svarim I've seen, both of the same name, called Koshes Miyushav, where they go through some or all of the cases where the Gemara leaves something with a kasha and find a teretz for it. Hinan, let's consider again what our Mishnah says. Yesh neder v'serich neder v'ein shvur v'serich shvur. That you have, there can be one neder within another one. There can't be a shvur within another one. So, hechi dami, what's the case we're talking about? What kind of case are we talking about of neder v'serich neder and shvur v'serich shvur? Given that the Mishnah is contrasting them, it has to be that we're talking about similar kinds of cases. So, hechi dami. Let's suppose that we're talking, like Rav Huna wants to explain the Mishnah, that we're talking about that he said, I'll be another today, and then again, I'll be another tomorrow. Which to kabasar gabe shavua, what would be the parallel example by a shavua? So he would say, for example, shaloi echol te'enim, suppose that he makes a shavua that I won't eat figs, because of alma shavua shaloi echol anovim. And then we want to find a parallelism. We want to find a case where you have a case of nedarim that are sort of overlapping versus shavuos that are sort of overlapping. Because, again, if the Mishnah is contrasting them, it's not going to be talking about completely different cases because then obviously there's a difference between a neder and a shavuos. We want to find a case where where you have a certain case where a neder can be chal on top of a neder, but a parallel case allowing for the difference between nedarim and shavuos that it wouldn't work by shavuos. So, if we have Rav Huna's case where he says that I'll be another today and then again I'll be another tomorrow, which again Rav Huna had said, because you have one day that's not covered by the original Shavua, therefore the whole thing can be chal. Did kavasar gabe Shavua, which, what would be the parallel, what would be the equivalent of that by Shavua? Shaloi echol te'enim, suppose he says, for example, Shavua, that I won't eat figs, because of Alma Shavua, Shaloi echol anavim. And then he makes another Shavua that I won't eat grapes. Well, those are two different things. Am I like chal a shavua al shavua? Why wouldn't a shavua be chal on top of another one? They're two distinctly different things. So here, if he says I'll be another today, and he says I'll be another tomorrow, we know for a fact that as soon as he said I'll be another today, automatically that makes a nazirus of 30 days. When he then says I'll be another tomorrow, automatically that already from the beginning has to mean that he means that the second nazirus is only going to begin 29 days from now after the first nazirus is over. So effectively then, even though we started saying to begin with that that when he makes the second Nazirus, there's only one day that's covered by the second Nazirus that's not covered by the first. So the Ran explains like this. He says that the Gemara is asking that don't look now there's two different ways of looking at it. When the person says, on May 1st, I'm a nazir today, and then he says, I'll also be a nazir starting tomorrow, May 2nd. There's two ways we can look at it. We can look at it from the point of view of what he said, and we can look at it from the point of view of what the actual did. From the point of view of what he actually said, the second nazirus really does begin May 2nd. Practically speaking, it may not, but that's what he said. So the 30 days that he mentally included in that run from May 2nd to May 31st, which means there's only one day covered by that wasn't covered by the first Nazirus. But right now, what the Gemara is asking is that let's not look at that. Let's look at in actual practice, as far as the actual din. When he says the second Nazirus beginning May 2nd, it's not going to begin May 2nd. It can't, because then he's already a Nazir from his first Nazirus. It can only begin May 30th or 31st, once he finishes his first Nazirus. So therefore, the two of them are not overlapping at all. So therefore, the equivalent of that would be a shvuah on figs and a shvuah on grapes, where one doesn't overlap with the other one at all. And obviously, in the case of two nedarim like that, it would be chal, fine. But in the case of two shvuahs, it would also be chal. There's no reason once a person after himself to eat figs that he can't also after himself to eat grapes.
This is a postponing of the news. Is it a logic or there is some kind of...
No, it's the din. The fact
no,
is...
No, I know. The din based on... Or logic or some kind of pasuk?
The din is based on... The din is based on a pasuk. That a nedarim has to be at least 30 days.
No. The postponing.
Oh, the fact that it's postponed is as a practical matter. Since the first one is, since the first one's already running, you can't have another one starting at the same time.
Why should postpone?
No, because he said, I already know there twice.
Why did he throw a mistake? I don't know.
Okay, one thing is there are some achronim we'll talk about the question. Why don't we just say then that during the 29 days that are covered by both nazirus, if he breaks his nazirus, he'll be chayav double malchus. And they answer basically because it's only one Isser Nazirus. There's one Isser on him to not eat grapes and one Isser to not cut his hair, etc. You can't give him two Malkus for the same Isser unless he actually did two different actions. Here it's all one body that's being another.
Except the two fruits.
Fruits is different. That's Shavuos. That's different. He made a neder on one kind of fruit. He made a neder on another neder, a shvuah on another kind of fruit. Yeah. But
what's the difference between neder and shvuah? Something, you know.
Neder, the difference is you're saying on something, and shvuah you're saying on yourself.
So you can make a tatara for shvuah, for example.
Yeah, you make a tatara for shvuah. Yeah. Well, that we'll get to later. One thing is, by the way, in all of this, there is a bit of a discussion. We've talked before a number of times about the idea that a neder is on the chepta and a shvur is on the gavra. There is actually quite a bit of discussion how nazirus fits into that. Is nazirus considered an issur chepta, or is it more an issur gavra? Because after all, the person. There is actually an argument that kind of makes it a hybrid that says the person himself becomes the chepta that is also. So it is on the gavre, it is on him, but it's because he becomes the chefze that now is also to cut his hair or eat grapes or etc. Okay.
What is the chefze? The tunic?
Chefze is the object. A chefze. Okay. Anyway, so right now when the Gemara is asking, the Ran explains, the Gemara is assuming that because the second Nazirus, because of the matter of din, the second Nazirus can't begin until the first one ends, then they're not overlapping at all. So that's the equivalent of figs versus grapes. And in that case, why would the Mishnah be making such a distinction? So no, rather, where do you have a case where one shavua cannot be chal on top of another? Suppose he says, a shavua that I won't eat figs, and again, a shavua that I won't eat figs. Which, now what would be the parallel case of Nazirus? Where he says both Nazirus begin today. And the Mishnah is clearly saying that there's a neder within a neder. So even in that case, Kashal Rav Huna. So again, you're back to that Rav Huna seems to be contradicted by the implication of the Mishnah. The fact that the Mishnah is telling us that there's a case, that there's a situation where a neder is chal on top of a neder, but in a parallel situation, a shvur is not chal on top of another shvur. On the face of it, the only way we have it is where the second shvur covers exactly the same ground as the first shvur. Which by a neder would also be it covers exactly the same ground. And the Mishnah is saying it's chal, whereas Rav Huna is saying it's not. How does that fit?
How do we know the shvur doesn't chal on a shvur?
Because that's what we said in the Mishnah, that that's one difference between nedarim and shvur, is one shvur cannot be chal on top of another shvur. The logic of it is, we said, because a shvur is an issur gavra. He made himself author, or he made himself author or obligated to do such and such. Once he made that shavua, there's an obligation or an issur on him. Another shavua is not adding anything.
Oh, punishment.
No, so that's what we said. He might get malchus for the second shvur because he might get malchus for the second, not for breaking the second shvur. He might get malchus because the second one's a shvur shav. It's an unnecessary shvur. It's the equivalent of making shvur. It's the equivalent of making a shvur that this is a table. But he wouldn't have to bring a korban. In particular, we learned in the Mishnah that he wouldn't have to bring a korban for breaking the second shvur because the second shvur didn't add anything. It never had any place to be chal. So that's what we're saying over here. Okay.
Shavuah is
Gavra. Shavuah is Gavra. So once the person is also to, yeah. Okay. Okay, Amalach Rabbona, so Rabbona can answer you. No, there's a third possibility that you're not considering.
So the question of
how we understand the Mishnah according to Rabbona. How do we have a case where the Mishnah is saying, where you have Nedarim that don't overlap, because again, the Gemara's assumption was that when you say Harin Nazar Hayyim, Harin Nazar Lamacha, there's no overlap between them, and a parallel case with Shavuot, where they don't overlap, and yet one cannot be Chal on top of another one, how would that be? Rav Huna is saying that as long as the second Shavua does not completely cover the second Neder, I mean, doesn't cover exactly the same ground as the first Neder, then it can be Chal. But how does that fit? How does that fit with Shavua? Yes, the Mishnah is talking about, like I said, that he said, I'm a Nazir today, and then again, I'm a Nazir tomorrow. Which to cover Saga Bishvua. Now, you were assuming, the Makshin was assuming that the equivalent of that by Shavuos, that we would look at the fact that the second Nazirus is not able to begin as a matter of Din until the first one is finished, and therefore we figure they're not overlapping. No, don't look at the Din, look at the actual Loshin that he said. Look at the actual lashon that he said. Rather than the din. When he said, "I'll be a nazir today, and then I'll be a nazir tomorrow," yes, as a matter of din, the second one only begins 30 days after the first one. But look at what he said. What he said was, "I'll be a nazir starting tomorrow, May 2nd, and it'll run through May 31st." In a practical matter, it only begins May 31st. That's not our concern. The fact is, his second neder only included one more day than the first neder, so therefore they are overlapping. So as a matter of din, they're not overlapping, but as a matter of the expression that he used, they are. Therefore, to cover Saga
B'Shavua. All the rest of the days, they are. Except one day.
No.
Except 2 days.
Who cares what the speech? We are interpreting
No, that's the thing. We can distinguish between the actual din, the way it has to work out as a matter of din, versus what he said. What he said was a second Nazirus that begins one day after the first one and ends one day after the first one. Yes, practically speaking, that can't be done, but that's what he said. So therefore, the equivalent of that by Shavua, the Kabasaga by Shavua, the Amar Shala Echot Te'enim, suppose he made a Shavua that I won't eat figs, and then he made a shavua that I won't eat figs or grapes. So he included the figs that were from the first shavua, but he also included something else. Not like we assumed before that they don't overlap. They do overlap. He is including the same figs from before, but he's adding also grapes. Deloy chayla. And in that case, Ravuna says, as a matter of fact, in that case, the second shavua will not be chal. So yes, if you have a neder that partially overlaps another neder, then the second one can be chal. But if you have a shvur that partially overlaps another shvur, it can't be chal. I mean, it'll be chal on the grapes, but it won't be chal again on the figs. If he eats figs, he won't be chal of double malchus for it. He won't have to bring a double carbon.
How do you decide which one is chal on and which one?
What do you mean? Yeah, he already said figs, so therefore they're covered by a shvur.
The first one is what's covered.
Yeah, the first one already.
He said tain him first,
and now he said tain him by another.
So that's a bit of a discussion
that the Ran discusses at some length and Tosfos discusses at some length. Are we talking about that he said that I'm not going to eat a combined kezias of grapes and of figs and grapes, or is it that he said I'm not going to eat a kezias of figs or a kezias of grapes?
Sure.
Well, that's we'll get to. So the question is, what are you telling me that that's not chal? V'ha'omer Rabba, didn't Rabba say shvur? No, as a matter of fact, if he says shvur shalo echol teinim, if he says a shvur that I won't eat figs, because of v'ha'omer shvur shalo echol teinim banovim, and then he said another shvur that I won't eat figs or grapes, v'ha'ochol teinim, now suppose he ate figs, the hifrish carbon, and then he set aside a carbon. So the case we have to be talking about over here is when he said figs or grapes, he means either one of them by itself.
Right.
Not that he said the combination of them together.
Right.
He said that I won't eat figs and that I won't eat grapes.
Right.
Yeah. So he ate the figs, the hifrish carbon, and then he set aside a carbon. V'chazav ocho anavim, and then he went and ate and ate grapes. Or no, sorry. I got that wrong. No, when he said shvur shalayichol te'edim. So that's just te'edim by himself. Then when he said shvur shalayichol te'edim va'anovim, means that he meant that I'm not going to eat them together.
In Rabba's case,
shvur shalayichol te'edim. He said a shvur that I won't eat figs, meaning just figs by themselves. So as soon as he eats because I eat the figs, he'll be chayav malchus. So the shvur shalayichol te'enim va'anovim means that he's saying I won't eat both of them, but an individual kazayas of each one. So v'ochol te'enim, now he went and ate figs, v'hifrish korban, he set aside a korban for having broken his shvur, v'chaz v'ochol anovim, and now he goes and eats grapes, havi lo anovim, chatzi shir, then at this point we consider the grapes are effectively a chassi shir. They're only a half a shir because his second shavua was that he won't eat figs and grapes together, not figs or grapes, but figs and grapes. So like this, the fact that he said it, just like we said on the Mishnah, that when he finds out in between that he was over on his shavua, then we said that's machalik, that makes a distinction between one eating and the next, or if they gave him a sra or whatever. Similarly, the setting aside of his korban also creates a chiluk between one and the next. So once he set aside his korban, and now he eats the grapes, at that point it's only a chatishir. Ve'ein mevim korban a chatishir, and you don't bring a korban for only violating it for only eating a half a shir.
Chatishir
means you. Well, in this case, it's part of a shur, but the same way, for example, as let's say you're also to eat chaylev,
right.
You're also to eat chaylev, and if you do eat chaylev v'shoyeg, you're going to bring a korban. But only if you eat a kazayis of it. You eat half a kazayis of chaylev. We learned way back in Yuma, a year and a half ago, we learned that the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish, whether chatzi shir also min a Torah. Is it that the Torah asks you to eat even less than a full shir, you're just not chayav karis or malchus or korban or what have you, only for a full shir? Or is it that the Torah b'chlal does not ask for a chatzi shir, it's only also midrabanan?
Right.
Be that as it may, you definitely don't bring a korban for a chatzi shir. So here, where his second neder was that I won't eat figs and for chatishir,
yeah.
So we said in the end we said there that you're chayev makas maudus, you're chayev malchus midrabon, because even we said that even if we said there that chatishir is awesome in a Torah, but nevertheless the Torah doesn't prescribe any specific punishment for it. It leaves it up to chacham.
Which it makes you chayev.
But not when we say usually throughout Shas when we use the word chayev, usually we mean chayev on a deraita level for punishment or a korban or what have you. Here there's none of that.
But you're not chayev.
Right. You're also but not chayev. Right. Yeah. So over here, where he said his second neder was that I won't eat that I won't eat figs and grapes together. So then, if he only ate grapes, then it's only a chatishir. The fact that previously he ate figs doesn't combine with that because in between he had set aside his korban. So that goes to show then that if you say a shvur that I won't eat figs, because of a shvur shalai chotainim banavim, and then he says a shvur that I won't eat figs and grapes. So, Rab's case was that he set aside the korban in between, which implies if he didn't set the korban aside in between, al heichad the amar shvur shalai chotainim because of amar shvur shalai chotainim banavim, nigo dechayil shvur al anavim, since the shvur is able to be chal on the grapes because those were not included in the first nether, chayil anami al tainim, then it's also able to be chal on the figs. So you see that once the second shavua includes something that was not included in the first shavua, then yes, it can be chal.
Because
it's able to be chal on the thing which was not included in the first shavua yet. Same logic as we said yesterday, or similar logic to we said, if a person makes a shavua that I will never sit in a sukkah, Then it includes sukkahs as well, because kolo, something which is also together with something which is mutter. Same thing over here. He's including grapes, which up until now were mutter to him, together with figs, which were already also to him from his first shavua. Since it's able to be chal on the grapes, then it's able to be chal on the figs again. So then would mean you'd have to bring two karbonas.
So when he adds the anahim.
Yeah.
He would be over on all the three of them, whether they're combined or they're not combined?
No, because his second neder was that I'm not going to eat them together.
Yeah, but that brought his first neder.
No, it didn't. So if he eats figs by themselves, he's going to be chayev for that.
And then te'enim and anavim together.
If he eats te'enim and anavim together, then he'll be chayev as well.
Not just anavim.
Right. Yeah, just that never would be chatz a shir, we said, yeah.
What's the one he mafresh the korban?
Because when he's mafresh the korban, then it divides things. Now we say whatever he did up until now is covered by that korban. Now we reset the clock. We start over again. His shavua is still in effect. But because now he only violated one half of the shavua, he only ate the figs, he only ate the grapes without eating the figs together with them, which is what his neder was about, then you can't be mechayev him a korban on that.
You don't connect both.
Right.
So they're dependent on each other.
Anyway, so you see from that, therefore, that yes, a second shavua can be chal on top of a first shavua if there's only a partial overlap. So what are you telling me that in the case of the two? So what are you telling me that the Mishnah is contrasting the case of two nazirus, one today, one tomorrow, where we're saying that as a matter of what he said, forget about the actual din. As a matter of what he said, the second one includes one day that wasn't included in the first one. Mostly they overlap. 29 days of them overlap. And we're saying the two Nadarim are chal, but we're saying the two Shavuos would not chal. According to what Rabbah is saying, would come out that two Shavuos would also be chal in that case. So still you're back to the question, what would the Mishnah be making, what contrast would the Mishnah be making, according to Rav Huna? Then the answer is very simple. Rav Huna, let's be like Rabbah. Rav Huna doesn't have to agree with Rabbah. They're different Amiroim. Each one can have his own opinion. Okay, the Gemara asked the question because it assumed that what Rabbah said was accepted by everybody. Now we see they're not. The halacha is like Rabbah. We haven't yet finished with our discussion anyway over here. Where, yeah. Mace, the Gemara says, okay, I have a further contradiction to what Rav Huna is saying. The Mishnah says, that if someone makes a neder of two nazirus, manas rishona, suppose he counted the whole 30 days of the first one, the hifrish korban, and he set aside his korban, and it could actually be not only that he set aside his korban, the Rosh adds he can have even brought some of his korbanas already. And then at that point he asks, he's matir neder of that nazirus. He's able to be matir neder until he brings all of his korbanos. Actually, what the Rosh says to be exact, that even if he already shaved his hair as he does as part of the process of bringing his korbanos, and he already. Set aside his korban, and I think it's even if he brought one or two of his korbanos, then already he's still able to be matir neder. So if he's matir neder, after he shaved his hair, let's say, the point is it has to at least be behifrish korban, that he set aside the korban at the end of the 30 days. V'nishalah, and then he asks to be matir neder. Also, l'shniyah v'rishayna, then he's able to use the days that he kept for the first nazirus towards the second nazirus. That's the question. Are we talking about that they're overlapping or not? L'chora, it has to be. L'chora, it has to be not only overlapping. It has to be that it's the same. That it's the same period of time. Hey, chidomi, because what are we talking about? If he says I'll be a nazir beginning today, and again I'll be a nazir beginning tomorrow, what do you mean? Am I also a shnei b'rishon? What do you mean? The second one counts. He's accomplished the second one by doing the first one. The fact is, you have that one extra day. Again, if he made the original Nazirus beginning May 1st, and he set another one beginning May 2nd, so fine, let's say on May 30th, he went and was Matir Neder. What do you mean, also a Shia? He hasn't finished the second one yet, but the second one is still in effect, beginning the 2nd, and it's only going to finish the 31st of the month. Obviously then, the Braisa must be talking about a case where both times he said, I'll be another today. Now we actually have a stira to Rav Huna. Before we just had Cassius. Now we have an actual... Now we have an actual refutation, we think, because if the Braisa is telling us that you have a case where the second Nazirus is able to be chal, and the second Nazirus is able to be chal, and since the first one was canceled and the second one completely takes the place of the first one, That could only be if they both covered the same 30 days. According to Rav Huna, such a thing is impossible.
But if one is canceled.
No, but according to Rav Huna, when he made the second Nazir, the first that we're assuming at this point. Wait, we're assuming at this point that.
The same case. Because in this, we're saying the first one is canceled. Rav Huna says.
The point is. The point is that the point is the second one was able to be chal.
It's because the first one was canceled.
The Ran asks that. The Ran says it's true. Later on, we'll learn tomorrow a statement of Rava to that effect. That
right.
Once the second one is canceled, that once one of them is canceled, the second one takes its place. Right now, at this point in the discussion, the Gemara doesn't know of this yet. At this point in the discussion, the Gemara doesn't know of that fact yet. So we're assuming that even though, yes, in the end, the first one got canceled, the fact is we're saying the second one was already chal at the time he made it. How could it have been chal? According to Rav Huna, the second one never could have been. No. We're going to give a different answer.
Okay.
No. The answer is No, the Braisa could be talking about that he actually said, I'll be a nazir today, and again, I'll be a nazir tomorrow. Or my also, No, very simple. The Braisa doesn't have to mean that the second one is completely taken care of by the first one. It just means 29 days of the first one have been taken care of. The second one have been taken care of by the first one. So yes, he made an original Nazirus on May 1st. He went through the 30 days. On the 30th day, as he's getting ready to bring his korbanos, or maybe even after he started bringing them, whatever, he's matur neder. Then we're saying, fine, at this point. Fine, forget about the first Nazirus, it's gone. It's oikra neder mikaroy, when a chacham, we'll learn this later in the Masechta, that when a Beis Din or a chacham, whatever, cancels a neder, it's considered it's cancelled retroactively, it's like it never existed in the first place. So fine, there never was a Nazirus from May 1st to May 31st, to May 30th, but there is still, he did still keep Nazirus from May 2nd until May 30th, so far, that's 29 days. Fine, he has one more day to keep, and then he can bring his kavanos. That's what it means. Doesn't mean that his second Nazirus is completely taken care of. It just means most of it is taken care of. So it's not so.
That's because he's canceled last year.
But that's the point. Rav Huna can say, you know why the second Nazirus is able to be chal? Because to begin with, it included at least one day that wasn't included in the first one. But not if they actually completely covered the same period. That the Braisa may not be talking about. Inami, or another possibility, another explanation is very simple, that when even Rav Huna would agree that when your two Nazirus both howl at the same time, if he said them both at the same time, like we said at the beginning, if he says to begin with, Hareni Nazir Shtei Nazirus, you can't say, then he would have to agree that both of them are howl, because you can't say neither one of them precedes the other, both of them are starting at the exact same time. Not starting at the exact same time. They were both said in the same statement. Neither one is both. When he first said Harini Nazir and then again said Harini Nazir, you could argue by the time he said the second Harini Nazir, the first one's already in effect. But when he says at the same time Harini Nazir twice, then neither even Rav Huna would have to agree. Neither one is before the other one. You can't say either one blocks the other one from being chal. Necessarily, both of them are going to be chal. And yes, that would be the case. That would be another possible case that Braisa is talking about, where if he winds up being matur neder on one of them, then the other one still, then he still, the 30 days that he kept count towards the second one.
There is a rule that one can call.
Because the rule is that one can't come when there's already another one in effect. Here they're both coming into effect at the same moment. Yeah.
Well, I can't explain different way. He's saying Basakas. One after another, on the same day, the same whatever. So originally the second one means nothing, but once he cancels the first one,
so that'll be what we'll talk about tomorrow with Rava's statement. But yes, once you cancel the first one, then the second one has room to be chal.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that tomorrow. But right now, at this point in the discussion, that's what the Ran said. At this point in the discussion, the Gemara doesn't know that yet.